I got to tell you, this arguing back and forth, I got into, I don't know, I want to say that I got into a bit of a tweeting back and forth with Warren Kinsella. However, I was tweeting him. He was not tweeting back to me. But Warren is of the belief that because things are really bad in terms of drunk driving, they may or may not be. But if they're really bad, then let's not change anything. Does that argument work? He links a page of statistics from MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, about how bad drunk driving is. Well, nobody's saying it's that it's good, but people are saying that the stats wouldn't change if you could buy it at a convenience store. But lo and behold, we are too precious. Look around us, other provinces, other states, other countries, where grown-ups are allowed to make decisions and buy liquor at corner stores. But poor people of Ontario need to be handled by kid gloves by Premier Dad, because he says you're either too stupid or not responsible enough to purchase alcohol at a convenience store. Here's Dalton McGuinty.
We believe it's a system that enables us to provide the greatest guarantee to moms and dads that when a 16 or 17-year-old shows up to buy beer or some liquor, that we have the necessary measures in place to ferret them out and deny them access to alcoholic beverages.
That's so stupid. It's unbelievably insulting to any of you, and it's an ignorant thing to say. There are no stats. I'll repeat, there are no stats. In fact, the statistics would suggest the exact opposite, that there's no reason to believe that government-sponsored liquor stores are any better at ferreting out underage people. It's the exact opposite. As the head of the Ontario Convenience Store Organization told us about the testing that they did, an independent organization found out the exact opposite.
We are the best at age testing. We sell more age-restricted products in Ontario than any other channel. We also test better than the beer stores and much, much better than the LCBO when we go into our mid-history shop and measurement programs.
So that was one of the things we were tweeted by the Ontario Convenience Store Association, that there is no direct evidence to say that, hey, we're terrible at asking for ID. Ask the people in Quebec, ask the people in any other province, ask the people in any state how effective they are when it comes to doing that kind of thing. And, you know, John Tory said earlier today that there's still a feeling in this province that we need this kind of help, that we're not grown up enough to handle this responsibility at corner stores. If that's a reality, then that might be a sad truth that Dalton McGuinty knows that he can have in his back pocket. But the reality is, why wouldn't Dalton McGuinty, because I would have some respect for him if he just said the following. We're getting $1.5 billion a year out of the LCBO. If you can show me a better way to get it, then we'll do that. But you can't, on one hand, Dalton McGuinty just played. You played a little bit of that clip again, Mark. He's just about to tell you again that we at the LCBO do a better job for checking ID and that kind of thing.
That when a 16 or 17-year-old shows up to buy beer or some liquor.
So he's saying, hey, we're better at divvying out alcohol. We're a little more responsible than somebody at a convenience store. Actually, there was a survey done, and that is not true. Convenience stores are better at checking ID, and I'll tell you why in a second. But you can't in one breath say what he just said, and in the other breath say what I'm about to tell you that coming up in a second. It's insulting that the Premier tells us that the LCBO is better at checking for ID. First of all, they're not. And there's evidence to back that up, that they're not. There's no evidence to show that state-run liquor stores are that drunk driving incidents are down in Ontario compared to Quebec. That evidence does not exist. But further to that, you can't say we're the people who are more responsible And then in the same at the same time say, oh, by the way, we're building 70 new stores and we spend millions and millions and millions of dollars advertising alcohol products through the LCBO, which is what they do. Why are we advertising? Why is the province advertising alcohol if on the same hand they're trying to convince you that they're responsible in divvying it out and making sure that they don't give it to minors? The reality about the LCBO, folks, is that if someone sells cigarettes to somebody underage, they could lose their opportunity to sell liquor, to sell smokes. And that is a huge ding, effectively almost putting a convenience store out of business. What happens to the LCBO? Are they going to shut down an LCBO because a random dude sold alcohol to somebody underage? No. Do they fire employees? They might very well do that. But the LCBO won't be punished. The guy selling cigarettes to a minor will be punished. The convenience stores do a better job of checking ID than the LCBO do. But not only that, Dalton McGuinty has really no interest in going into some First Nations reserves and making sure that illegal smokes aren't coming out of the reserves. It is so insulting. But I want to get to something that I find a little more insulting. Peter Sherman on earlier today, he's got the conservatives talking about that this is something that they would weigh. We have enough info. Here's Peter talking about whether or not they would institute alcohol in corner stores.
McGuinty is, he's playing that premier dad role again. So I want to protect the 16 and 17-year-olds on behalf of their dads. Look, there are 200 stores like this who already do sell beer and wine because they're in more remote locations. Are we hearing somehow from premier dad that we don't have to protect
which
those
is a good
16
point.
And 17-year-olds?
That's a very good point. But would the conservatives sell liquor in the corner stores? Would they, Peter Sherman?
You said you'd even be willing to consider 24/7 since some of the convenience stores are open 24/7. Would you go on the record today saying that if it were a PC government, you would actually do this? Not talk about it, do it.
Well, I will go on the record today and say we will study what the parameters are that are going to work.
I want to vote on you guys saying you'll
I know,
you know, because this has been going on forever in this province.
You want me to fire from the hip and tell you absolutely yes, and that's not
yes,
responsible.
Yes, I do, and I was talking to Jerry Agar before the interview, and I said, Jerry, I mean, this has been going on for years and years and years in this province. We don't need any more studies. We need somebody to say, we're going to do this. We're absolutely going to do this. By saying that we're going to do a study, it reminds me of Dalton McGuinty saying, oh, yeah, we're going to get rid of the 407, when he knew the contract wouldn't allow him to get rid of the 407. He was elected, and then he said, oh, it looks like we're stuck with the 407. We've got enough information now. No or yes. Are you going to get rid of the LCBO or at least allow corner stores to sell micro-brewed beer and local wine? That's all I want. That would be a good first step. But you're lying, or I don't want to say you're lying, Peter, but you're being disingenuous to say that you would. You need to study it. It's been around for as long. You know as much information as anybody else. Anyway, Paul McKeever has been listening to me go on and on and on and on and on about this insulting stuff, I think, from both parties on this. Paul, you're the leader of the Freedom Party of Ontario, the only party that at least will categorically say, yeah, we are going to do this.
Absolutely. And you're nailing it right on the head. I mean, both the Liberals under a previous premier and the Conservatives, even under Mike Harris, went in saying, yeah, we'll allow it in convenience stores, and then once in power said, let's forget about that issue. And we hear this all the time. In fact, the reason the PCs do this bait and switch or this, well, we'll study it, we'll talk about it, we'll study it and talk about it, is because of parties like ours. They're afraid of losing the right side of their party to parties like Freedom Party, who are coming out with a clear proposal. So they do a bit of a bait and switch. They say, oh, we'll look at it. Or they criticize the Liberals for not doing it, but then they don't come out and say they'll do it themselves.
It's so insulting.
It really is.
It hopes that people are disconnected with the facts and the history of the problem in this province to say we're going to study it. Well, there's nothing more to study. At least have the balls to come out and say, we're too addicted to the money that we make off of it to get rid of of it. That's the truth.
Well, you know what? It would be nice if it were the truth that we were getting money out of it. But in fact, David Menzies, who's on CFRB from time to time, or was in the National Post, I think it was in 2006, wrote a piece that said, look, if you take out the tax revenues that they're bringing in, they're actually losing money. They include the tax revenues in their estimates of how much they make each year.
Sure. Well, when we see what the Auditor General said about the way the LCBO operates, we know they could make more money off of it. Hey, Paul, thanks for your input. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
The leader of the Freedom Party, the only party that says they would actually do this in corner stores.